Go live now to New Orleans and speak to Associated Press correspondent Tamara Lush. It's great to have you on WSB. And maybe we'll start here, Tamara, with some reaction down there to these new estimates that show that the oil leak might be as big as 1.5 million gallons a day.
Well, good morning. I wish I had better news, but the news seems to be getting worse. There's a group of scientists that just came out with some new numbers. It's the third and probably not the last time the government has had to increase their estimates of oil. And it could mean 42 million gallons to more than 100 million gallons of oil are already in the Gulf's waters, which is an incredible amount, really, when you think about it.
Are you hearing any new estimates on how much oil and when it may be coming ashore and where? Or is that still very much up in the air?
It's still very much up in the air. I know that people in Florida, as far away as Perdido Key in Florida, are very worried. Beaches there have been closed. There's a 6-mile stretch of beach that's been closed in Florida. And I know that people in Florida, as far away as Florida, in the Pensacola area, they kind of want to secede from the unified command of oil spill response, and they want to declare independence from everything but BP's money because they're so frustrated with how the cleanup and how the procedure has gone so far.
Now, you're in New Orleans. Is the worst in the thickest and the deepest of the oil? Is Louisiana really getting the worst of it still?
Absolutely, absolutely. And if you're in New Orleans, you don't see any effect of that, obviously, in the city, other than that people are talking about it. People are very sad, upset, frustrated. It's really about 75 miles south of New Orleans in Plaquemines Parish, in the coastal areas, in the very marshy areas. Although there are some beaches, Louisiana is not really known for its beaches. It's really affecting more marshes, more critical wildlife habitat, bird habitat, fishermen.
Now, are there any new efforts being made to save wildlife? Is there anything new there?
Yes, there is. And this is going on amidst the debate whether or not saving wildlife is really even a good thing to do, whether saving wildlife and cleaning wildlife stresses them more. Yesterday, I actually went to see some turtles being treated. These were 3 turtles that were found in the oil 40 miles away in the water, and these turtles are doing okay, but it's sort of unclear. The scientists told me that it's unclear whether or not they'll do okay in the long term. They could, because they ingested the oil, they actually had to clean oil out of their mouths, and they actually had to wipe them down with oil-absorbent pads. Because they did ingest the oil, it's possible that in the long term, their organs may not make it, even after they're released in a safe place.
How about that? And meanwhile, you mentioned frustration just a moment ago. Are you hearing about a lot of frustration over small business people getting their claims paid by BP?
Yes, people across the Gulf Coast are having a difficult time even getting through to the claims center, the claims phone number. People are saying, if we don't get paid soon, we're going to go under. People, everybody from restaurants to shrimpers to charter fishermen are having problems.
Tamara Lush is with the Associated Press live from New Orleans this morning. Thank you so much. We'll be checking back with you if that's okay with you.
Sure. Thanks, Scott.
Tamara with us. What an update, huh? Gosh, no matter what you do, you're still, once you're in it, you're messed up. It's 9 minutes until 8 at News Talk 750 WSB. I don't know. It may be the end of our lifetimes here, boomers, before we understand just how big this thing is. It's 9 minutes until 8 now. Let's check weather and traffic. Kirk Mellish says it'll be partly sunny, hot, and humid here today with a high of 93.